Welcome to In the Dark, everybody. I have Robin Haynes here today with me back, and I'm so excited to have her on the show again. It's been quite a while, and as always with myself and with Robin, you're going to run into dropped calls and glitches, and, you know, I call them the glitchy garblies. Everything gets kind of like, you know, just you have some things that go in and out, but for the most part, it was a really fun podcast. I mean, it was awesome. I had so much fun. I usually don't like going back into my podcast to listen to them again. I like to just do them, and, you know, I don't even really like to edit that much because, I mean, really, what fun is editing? It's like, so sometimes you'll see me, I'll leave things in the podcast, like the dropped connections and stuff, because we do a lot of it by phone. I mean, it doesn't really matter if you do it by our smartphones or if you do it on the computer, it's the same thing. So at some point, I'll probably graduate to Skype calls just to maybe see if I can clear some of the stuff up, but I don't think I can because I tried it with that one exorcist guy that I was interviewing, and it didn't matter what I did. It was just a nightmare. So, but it was a really great podcast. I had so much fun with her, but I was reviewing the podcast to see if I needed to edit anything out, and I was like, well, you just can't. I mean, I don't know. I can't explain it. I guess I'm a target or something. I don't know if that's the case or what, but my podcast, I mean, even Spotify can't understand it. So, but I found myself just laughing, just some of the stuff that we were talking about, and we get so excited to talk to each other and quite full of ourselves when we're talking to each other about our excitement, you know, that we're talking to each other, but it's such a neat time. So I hope you guys enjoy. Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Oh my goodness, it's working.
It is.
Praise God, hallelujah.
5 minutes. I give us 5 minutes.
We've got to talk and it's going to go bad.
Hey, you know, I want to tell the listeners, I was saying the other day, I did an episode on my podcast, and I had said that, you know, I just haven't had a lot of time to do a lot of podcasts and stuff, but I also forgot to mention that I can't do interviews anymore. Like, I have contacted Spotify multiple times, even kind of irate. I have uninstalled the program. I've tried doing it on the computer. I've tried different devices, and my podcast gets dropped over and over and over again whenever I have
Why?
A guest. And they don't know. They said they don't know.
You're being monitored by the government.
Yep, and I'm telling you guys, this stuff is real. Like, this is real.
So, okay, they are now taking certain shows that I've done off YouTube.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah, I had one done that I did in September. I went to go pull the link for a friend, and it's gone. And the people that did the show can't find it in their hard drive or anything. It's gone.
You cannot be serious.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
This is some real, I had some world renowned guests on that I was actually in the middle of doing interviews with, and I'm talking exorcists and people that are like go all over the country. I mean, really cool people. And we could not do a podcast for the life of us. Nothing. There was nothing. You still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
The big shift is coming, and that big shift has got everything up in a wad. So
it's Robin, I'm telling you though, this is crazy stuff. Like it's weird because I can do, if I want to get on and talk, it's okay for the most part. But if I have a guest on, absolutely. And maybe it depends on the guest. You know, it might depend on the guest. So I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah. So that's what's happening with me. So I went and got a slush. Because I needed energy. So I had, yes.
I need energy. And I know how to do energy work to get energy. And I'm too lazy to do the energy work.
She's so funny. She calls me right before the podcast. She's like, you know, do we have to do, or we're not being videoed, are we? And I'm like, no. And she's like, yeah. Good, because I look like hell. And I'm like, well, so do I. I've got this lopsided hat on.
I was up working with people all night. Like I went to bed about 5:30, quarter to six, and then I woke up at 7:30, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. And I have been awake ever since. And I like, I don't have the, it's like, I'm hungry, but I don't have enough energy to walk.
Yep. That's when you order something out.
There's definitely going to be food ordering going on because I'm not doing it. And I've got sessions for people tonight. So.
Well, it's funny. I did the same thing. Every time I have an appointment, whenever I have an appointment early in the morning, because yesterday, Robin, I called. We've gotten to the point now where Robin and I don't even plan podcasts anymore.
No, we don't. We put a message up if anybody's there.
We can't. We're just like, we can't plan them because it never works out.
And never.
We're so great about it with each other because we're always like, we don't care if you can't make it. It's fine. So then yesterday I was like, hey, we planned on a podcast like for 2-3 weeks and none of the times we could do it. Then yesterday I'm like, hey, you want to do a podcast today? I'm like, I got all kinds of energy. I feel good. Let's do this. And she's like, it took her half the day. And I'm like, come on, lady, you better get your buns on here. And she's like, I can't do it today. She goes, tomorrow. I'm like, yeah, but tomorrow I have to be up at 7:30 for this CAT scan.
We never, ever do it when we say we're going to do it. Never. For every time we say we're going to do a podcast, it's at least 6 attempts. A friend of mine called before you got back up with me, and I was talking to her, and I'm like, I have, you know, I can't do this, this, and this because I have a podcast in 3 minutes. And she said, but do you really have one? Or are you just saying that? I'm like, no, I actually have one. I said, we've been trying this for weeks. Who in the heck even knows if it'll happen? Because it's either so something funny. Paranormal will shut us down.
I know. Yeah, I'll just have to put up clips of us, like little shorts of our voices here and there. I'll be like, okay, I'm just doing shorts from now on with me and Robin.
But oh my gosh, I know.
Whenever I have an appointment early in the morning, I cannot sleep the night before because I'm always scared I'm going to sleep through the alarm or I'm going to be or something like that. So I could not. And so when you said yesterday, you're like, you know, hey, you know, let's do it. We can do one tomorrow. I'm like, oh man, I'm never going to make it because I'm going to be up. So I'm going to be up half the night because we could never sleep well at nighttime. But although for a few weeks I was doing really well. And then, so I'm back on my night schedule again. And so I got up today and I'm dragging through the day and I'm like, man. And then I couldn't sleep because I'm used to being up because the few weeks before that I was up early every day. And so now I'm like, man, I can't sleep. I'm like, I'm calling Robin. I'm going to see if she wants to do a podcast again.
And you know, it was funny. I finally, like all day, I was like, woman, just lay down. Like you got to work with somebody tonight. Just lay down. And I kept fighting it. And finally I'm like, you know what? This is ridiculous. I'm sitting here draped in dogs because they're all over the top. I mean, the cats are all over the top. Just go to bed. So I just laid down when you messaged. I went, sure, I'll be up.
We neither one of us. So we're both exhausted. We had hardly any sleep and we're doing this podcast.
We are on our A game.
Yeah. And here we are. We're both can't sleep during the day. So here we are. So, and we have no idea what we're
It's time
about
to rock
today.
It. I know. It's crazy. It's just crazy.
I'm just bringing you me and Robin today. We have no clue what we're talking about.
We don't
today.
Know what we're doing. But you know what? That's when everybody seems to like it the best. We get on here and we just get talking and forget that we're even on air. And that's what everybody likes.
Yeah, it is. It's funny. Sometimes it's just, you know, people get on there. They just want to go right to the cryptid stories and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, that's kind of not how my podcast is. I've got a lot of, there's so many things I talk about. I get into personal stuff. I get into just joking around or talking about something just, you know, I mean, I'm all over the place. I'm like, I can't, you know, there's no system here. So
exactly. But see, that's when it's better. I don't want a system. It's like when I do conferences, I never plan.
Yeah,
like 30 seconds before I go up, I'm like, what topic should I talk about this time? That's how I prepare.
I got a funny story for you. So from, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Keep going. What were you going to say?
I'm doing this as like an FYI. I was scheduled to speak at the Georgia Bigfoot Conference. I've done it every year. This would have been my sixth year. And I canceled it a couple days ago due to ethics, lack of theirs. No. And I refused to give up mine. So, I will not be there. And I'm really disturbed by this because I have a lot of people that come to see me in Georgia and I cherish every one of them. Like people, you know, will come from out of state or flying or whatever. And so, I'm sticking to my guns because I know ethically and morally I'm doing the right thing. And yeah. there's, a, you know, I wish them well. I wish them well, and I hope that all of the audience stays safe. But there is, I'm not the only one that's not going to go now. And so as of this time, there's four of us that have declined, and there may be mm-hmm. another one. So I hope things go well for him or them. But it's sad to me because, you know, this is, I look forward to the next one every year after Georgia, the next conference mm-hmm. that they do. I'm, you know, it's always been so much fun. There's been problems on and off that were supposed to be addressed that never were. And mm-hmm. it's just all these things. And then this year there was an added portion to it that was concerning. And I just morally and ethically, it's fine if that's what they choose to do. Mm-hmm. You know, that's perfectly fine. However, I hold myself to a certain standard, and I'm not willing to let that go. So yeah. just like FYI, anybody that's out there, if you happen to hear this, I'm not knocking the conference. If anybody wants to go to it, enjoy it. Not a problem. But for the people that do come to see me, I will not be there.
Yeah.
Oh, I will be in Nebraska. Sad. So if anybody wants to go to Nebraska, I will be in the Nebraska conference.
When is that?
That is the 26th and 27th.
Of January, or I'm sorry, February. Or is it February? Robin? Did I
Hello?
Lose you already? Hey, I'm there? Thank goodness. Okay.
Okay.
I was getting ready
to call
you.
No, it's in April. It's, no,
oh,
I'm
April.
Here.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, April 26th and 27th in Grand Island, Nebraska. We have okay. partnered with the tourism board. And so we will be there.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. Maybe I'll come.
Oh my gosh. I would love it. We've got,
you know, I think I will go. I think that would be really cool. I would love to do that.
Oh my gosh. It's so much fun. We have got, Rob Kreider will be there.
Okay.
Duke Sullivan will be there. Blaine Tyler and his wife, Lisa from Canada will be there. Dave Scott from Spaced Out Radio will be there. I'll of course be speaking. Like I said, Duke Sullivan will be there. I'm trying to remember everybody. Jim Myers will be there. Paco, okay. and I never remember Paco's last name. He's tremendous. He's from the SOAR organization. He will be there. And my friend, Christian McLeod, who is the cryptid guy, who has just an absolute ton of information. One of the funniest people ever. I just adore him. And he's okay. going to be there. So it's a 2-day event. And on Friday night, we've got two movies that will be playing. On Saturday, at the end of the conference, we have another movie that we'll be playing. And so we have a lot of fun. We have some amazing vendors. We normally are averaging throughout the weekend about 500 people that come in, but now we partnered with the Tourism Bureau and we've moved to a bigger building because we're thinking we're probably going to get probably 600-700 people or more, because every year it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It's just like an explosion. So we have so much fun. We just have a ball. The only conferences that I actually will do was that one in Georgia. So, you know, really disheartened with Georgia. Like you
that's
said,
sad, you always talked about Georgia, and it's that's really sad that
it's
happened.
It's very sad to me. I thought better of the people involved, and I'm sure they're not thrilled with me right now either, but that's okay. Yeah, I wish them nothing but the best and success at the conference. They've gone, you know, like Sonia Thompson will be there. I adore Sonia. She is from The Walking Dead, and she's just a tremendous human being in person, and I just love her to pieces. So mm-hmm. I'm going to be sad I won't get to see her. And I have a lot of people that come specifically to see me, and I'm very disheartened about that because I know I don't have any way to contact them to alert them mm-hmm. that I won't be there. Other than, you know, I'm not on the playbill anymore. I told them Monday morning that I would no longer be a part of it.
Yeah.
And wow. so, you know, it's just the way it worked out. Like I said, we have different views on public safety and things that need to be done. And so that's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, it'll be a wonderful conference, I'm sure. The crowd that comes into that conference is just energized and wonderful. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's some decent vendors. They're good vendors there. And so that's going to, like I said, Sonia will be there. And I think it'll, you know, they certainly mm-hmm. don't need me to survive, mm-hmm. which is, you know, mm-hmm. and that's okay. I just, like I said, there's certain things I can't compromise, not even for friends. So that's, you know, that's the saddest part of it. And there's no. was due to the situation, there is four, if not five, that won't be there now. So
wow, that's a lot. That's yeah. crazy. So that's the, but the Nebraska thing sounds really cool. I've always wanted to go to Nebraska.
Yeah, and I'm the system manager for it. So that's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So the museum, the Nebraska Bigfoot Museum, which is the Bigfoot Crossroads of America, the mm-hmm. conference is owned and operated by Harriet McFeely. And she closes the museum down during the conference because clearly she can't be at the conference and the museum. Great. So, you know, that will be down, but the conference is always tremendous. We really just have the best time. We yeah. really do. And it gets bigger every year. So very, very excited about that.
Now, do they concentrate just on Bigfoot? Is it like a Bigfoot conference, or do they go into basically cryptids in general and ETs and stuff?
It's a Bigfoot conference. We do bring in a little bit of the dogman here and there. I mean, you're talking about Nebraska, which is the Bible Belt of the world. We do right. cover paranormal in it, not hardcore deep paranormal, but we do, you know, kind of everybody getting in there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the just, you know, the Bigfoot experiences that people go through and the sightings and, you know, what they've learned. Yeah. And it's really informative. It's a good conference. It's, you know, it's one that are kid friendly. I mean, there's yeah. something for yeah. everybody there. So, you know, we just have an absolute wonderful time. Harriet's been doing it for, I think, 7 years now, maybe. And I could be wrong. I think it's 7 years. Wow. And I've been helping with it. This will be my fourth. So it's just so much fun. And we're excited to be partnered with the tourism board.
Oh, wow.
So this is our first year. They came and found us and said, hey, do you want to do this? And so we moved it from Hastings, yeah. Nebraska to Grand Island to the bigger venues. It's going to be at Fauner Park.
Okay.
So, yeah. Oh God, I would crazy. I would love it if you came. I can hook you up at the hotel we're gonna be at.
I always wanted to go because, well, I love that heaven is for real testimony, which actually brought me back to God. And so I always kind of wanted to visit that church that Todd Burpo had, you know, because his little boy had gone to heaven and stuff. And I thought it'd be so cool to just, you know, visit there sometime and meet him and stuff. But that would be really yeah. cool to up through there. And but now, do they ever have cryptid conferences where are there any kind of conferences that have a whole, it's like the whole shebang, like they deal with
yeah
everything?
Yeah, in fact, if you Google search them on the internet, it'll all pop up. You can go state to state and do it and it'll pop up.
I mean, my God, that should be something that you should be doing, you know, dealing with. I know. Because you do with
I know
so
yeah, it's like a daily thing, literally a daily yeah. thing. I mean, I don't know what was trotting around outside today, but I have this one dog that just, he was very badly abused when I got him as a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes nothing to scare him, literally nothing. And he was perfectly fine this morning. He was outside for 5 minutes and he likes the Sasquatch. He doesn't have a problem with them. The mm-hmm. dogmen don't bother him either. But he came in the house and he was so terrified. He was shaking. I couldn't get him to calm down. I'm sitting there holding him and loving him. And he just panicked. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. He's calm now, but something was out there that's supposed to
be. Something is out there. Yeah, I've had my last two podcasts I did were talking about all the stuff I've been dealing with around the house. Like, so much supernatural crap is going on around here. It's unreal.
It's going to get worse.
Yeah.
I mean, the shift is going to hit sometime in our near future.
Yeah.
And right now, we have more things on our planet than we ever have had before.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like the good ETs have gotten their people off planet mm-hmm. and brought in other good ETs that will help defend, and the bad ETs are running amok, and the cryptids mm-hmm. are all joining forces, and the shift is going to happen. So how long the shift will take, I don't know. You know, there's predictions from everybody. It needs to happen. Everybody needs to get their frequency up and their energy up, because that's what's killing everything. All this political stuff, all these wars that are starting, yeah. it's a distraction from what's really going on. That's
well, the negativity too, they feed off of all of it.
They do. You know? But the thing of it is with that negativity, it, because it's there, and they do, and they feed on it, and they get stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they didn't get the office memo that says that the light always wins over the dark, but they missed the memo. I'm always telling everybody, but I put it in a memo. Let's be really honest here. Nobody reads the damn memos I send out. It's like, I just send out memos for nothing. And so I know a friend of mine, Chris Chastain, who I just adore, he is always, him and I talk every day, and he's like, did nobody get your memo? I said, Chris, they're still not getting the damn memos. Like, I don't know who's in charge of just putting memos out when I write them, but nobody looks at my memos. But
It's bizarre that,
it is bad. But, you know, what people need to understand is things are not what they seem. Mm-hmm. And all the political issues, the wars, the discord with everybody, the people fighting, everything going on in our country right now and globally, as far as that goes, it is all a distraction from the bigger picture. And this shift has to happen or the bigger picture is going to come and bite us in the butt and then we're all in trouble. So, you know, let's go cryptids. In this one, we'll actually end up being all on the same team. So that's a good thing, too.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. There's just so much going on around here. I'm like, man, I must be like this magnet, like this crap magnet, you know, like, I don't know what it is. I had a friend of mine
say that to me yesterday. He's like, you know what? You are a crap magnet.
You and I together, I can only see the two of us together at somewhere.
We'll have so much fun. Now, I'm moving to Texas.
I know.
That's a given.
Which I'm really excited about because I want to visit Texas as well. Oh, so
You're coming. You know you're coming. Yeah. And at some point, you know you're moving. So it's going to happen. So that's a given. But I think, am I going to be closer to you over in Texas? Or no?
I don't think so, but it doesn't matter. I don't think so.
You know, I thought about you. I went to Gettysburg not too long ago.
I can't believe you went to Gettysburg and I didn't know.
Oh my God. It was such a fast trip. It was there like a business slash pleasure. Yeah. And so we aren't even going to get into that. But so I go to it and I'm like the one person that should never be allowed to go to Gettysburg because of all the spirits there. I'll go there. It'll be fun. So I loved it. I did not think I would. That was one place on planet Earth I really had never wanted to go, but I wanted to go and try it.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I found out the history books don't know crap. And according to the spirits, the history books really got everything wrong. And it was.
Hang on, you're glitching out. You better not have dropped. Hang on, guys. I'm going to see if she comes back on. Robin?
Hello?
Okay, you dropped off. Okay, you're here. Oh, you're back. Goodness. Thank goodness.
No, it was so much fun. And just walking around, as I'm walking, all the spirits are talking, and they're telling me all these things. And a lot of the things weren't even in the history books. And they're like, they're talking about all this stuff, and they got that wrong. But yet this is still going on, and nobody's talking about this. So it was a lot of fun. I just really liked it. I didn't think I would enjoy it to the extent that I did. But I would go back in a minute.
I just couldn't believe it because I have literally been planning a trip to go there with Tristan, though. I wanted to take him. And then you said you went. And I'm like, I can't believe that. That's so crazy. You were there.
I know. It's a 3-hour trip. It was an in and out. I had a business trip. And I just, after the business trip was over, I needed to get out and just clear my head for a few days from the craziness that goes on. Yeah. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to drive further and I'm going to do this. And so I loved it. It was so great. So now I've got to get out to Texas to get things get situated. Moving. I know.
Moving is so fun.
The land's all secured and I've got to decide what I'm doing. What am I going to do for housing on there? I mean, not that living in a tent isn't fun, but,
Get an RV temporary.
Yeah, me and the 13 dogs will do well in the RV.
Well, I mean, you probably would. They probably are on top of you half the time anyway.
I don't even care. Just pile on, guys, and mom's happy, you know? Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't know what's going to happen once I get there, but I'm excited to go. It was supposed to go this last week and that didn't pan out. It rained and rained and rained and everything flooded. So that took care of that. So hoping for next week. We'll see if I get there next week. You know, it's like bag is packed. I just don't even know when I'm going.
I've got
a bunch of different friends there.
I have a funny story to tell you about last night. So we had done all these, you know, this going back and forth, trying to get this podcast going. And just kind of like got to the point where we're just like, hey, you know, whatever day we feel like doing it, we just like notify each other that day. Hey, you up for a podcast today? So I'm sitting at the table and I watch there's people I watch that I like to listen to that do podcasts. You know, there's just certain people I really love to listen to. One of them is Vic Cundiff. I love Dominic.
I loved Vic. Vic is the bomb.
He's crazy, but he's awesome. So he has this channel called Dogman Encounters. I've told everybody
about it.
I've directed everybody to get on there and listen to his channel because it's really good stuff.
Yeah, so, I did episode on it.
Yeah, I know. And so I'm sitting at the table. So Vic opens up this new podcast. I don't know how many he has, but I know he has a second one called My Bigfoot Sighting.
Okay, and I did that one too. And then I did the paranormal one.
Listen to this. Oh yeah, he does have a paranormal. I forgot about that. Oh God, I should do his paranormal one. My God, with all the stuff I go through. So
you'd love it.
I've talked to Vic. He was going to come on the show. So I'm sitting there and I get my cup of tea and I'm sitting at the table. I got my candle going, my fireplace. I'm like all nestled in to sit down and listen to a really good podcast. So up pops this podcast on Vic's channel. You see My Bigfoot Sighting, and it says, you know, Bigfoot, you know, came into my house.
Welcome to my world.
No. I'm sitting there listening to this and I'm like, oh, this sounds good. You know, and I'm listening to the person talking and she's got a really nice, mild voice. Like, because I kind of like people that are calmer when they're talking. But with you and I, we get our energy just goes through the roof.
We're all over the map, girl.
We are so crazy because normally I'm a little calmer, but around like certain people, your energy just explodes around people.
We get nuts.
Yeah. Like, they just bring out the energy in you, you know? So I'm sitting there, I'm like, wow, she's got a really nice voice. And I'm sitting there listening to a story. And I'm like, wow, it's a really good story. And all of a sudden it hits me. I go,
it's you?
Is that Robin?
Oh my God. Oh my God. How funny.
What's you? You on, but he didn't have your name up. It had, you'd have to get onto the description, but you couldn't see it on my TV. So all you can see was this title. And I'm sitting there. And
oh
I'm
my God. That is so funny. Like,
oh my
when
God.
When you and I get together, and we are, we're like, excuse the language, but we're batshit crazy when we're together. I mean, we really are. So, but yeah, Vic's show is awesome. I mean,
It was so funny. My reaction was so funny. And I'm sitting there, and the first thought I had was, why isn't she ever that calm on my channel?
Because it's you and I. It's you and I. That's what the whole thing is. And you know, the thing of it is it's been too long when you don't recognize my voice from the get-go. I'm just telling you.
No, but you were so, this is a really good episode. And you guys, if you can catch it, it's great. But your voice is so much more like just mellow and calm. And that's what
but
threw me off.
But you know why? When you do Vic's show, okay, here's how it goes. You just tell your story. There's nobody to talk to. You have to tell your story. It's not like somebody's asked, like you and I, you know, we exchange, we go back and forth, we talk back and forth. We talk 90 miles an hour. We're laughing, we're joking, we're screwing around, we're doing everything but what we're supposed to do. When you do Vic's show, it's just you, yourself, and I. I mean, really, that's it. There's three people. Me, you know, you can't do... And there's nobody there to talk to other than yourself because he wants you to have the full floor.
Oh, God.
And he wants you to be able to talk. So it's really rather boring. I mean, I find myself a very boring person when I'm stuck by myself.
You know, because I like the people I listen to are always very calm people. And I'm like, and even when I'm doing the podcast myself, I'm a lot more calmer. But then, you know, I mean, we are just so funny together. And then I'm just, you know, I'm sitting there and my reaction, I wish to God you could have been here last night when you saw me. It was so funny. I mean,
I love his shows.
What the heck? I'm like, Robin is so calm and normal on this show right now.
Robin's calm and normal when she's stuck by herself with that family. She has to talk to.
Oh my God, it was hilarious. I thought I couldn't wait to tell you how it was. Just you had to be here to see just absolutely how funny
surprise!
It was. You know.
Oh my God, just that's crazy.
I don't know your voice. It was that it was just so different than what you know our high energy conversations.
I
know.
Well, we do like we feed off each other. We literally do. Like we've done that from the first show.
I know. I could see us like being together for 2 days and just being absolutely exhausted.
Oh my God. When we have a ball, what we have to do is when you come to Texas,
yeah,
either we'll get a hotel so that we're in the same place or come stay with me or whatever.
Yeah.
And we will never sleep because neither one of us will shut up long enough and we will just continually do this.
It was just, oh God, that's great. That's great. That was really funny as heck though. Honestly, that was funny.
Well, it's like when I do Dave Scott's show. I do it every Thursday. Like, it's 2 a.m. Eastern time. It's the Cryptid mm-hmm. Report. It's like this little 20-30-minute blip. Mm-hmm. And I get on there. And he has this music. In my defense, he has this music that he plays before I come on, and it makes me laugh every time. And before that, the music he had was for Duke Sullivan, and I was subbing for Duke. So it's mm-hmm. either Duke Sullivan music or he's got this other weird music he plays for me. And then, you know, they spot it over to you and it makes me laugh every single mm-hmm. time. So every single show starts out on my part with me laughing my ass off. And then Dave starts laughing. He's like, oh my God, I love it when she laughs. And I'm like, but I do this every week. I can't stop.
That's cute as heck. I'll have to listen to, I got to have Duke on the show too. We keep talking about that, but I never have, when I started dropping calls, I just kind of gave up on it for a while. You know, I was like, oh, there goes podcasting for a while till I figure this out. I even said something to you about that. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember back when we were going to do
we talked on the phone because we were going to do a podcast and you're like, I can't get anything to work. Like, I really can't get anything to work. What am I supposed to do? And I'm like, we'll just sit and talk on the phone. We don't care if anybody records it or not.
Yeah, I know. Well, we talked about Skyping too. I said, if it gets really bad, we'll try to do Skype calls and see if that works. And yeah. I just haven't had, there's been so much going on here. I mean, my life is an absolute just crazy place. And I'm just
you don't even want to know what goes on here in any given day.
I can't even imagine. I mean, I'm just like, how is one person supposed to deal with all this, God? I'm like, seriously.
No, there's no way. Like, there's really no way. I can't keep up, you know, and I started my own business. So
I was going to mention the website, and
that's going well. So I've got that going on top of.
What is that exactly? Now tell people what you're doing exactly if you want to tell people about
it. What I've always done. You know, as I've always helped people with the cryptid stuff, and I've always helped with the energy work, removing entities, that kind of thing. I've done all the anything paranormal I've done. I've, you know, made my attempt at or whatever my experiences were. I talk to ET abductees because I'm one myself, you know, the UFO thing, I do that. And one thing I don't like is the word psychic. Mm-hmm. I just don't like it. Yeah. And but the fact of the matter is I am psychic. I've done psychic readings since I was 10 years old. So, yeah. What I've done, I went to work and I was working 17-hour days, several days a week, like 7 days a week. And I couldn't help anybody anymore. And it was exhausting mentally. It was physically exhausting. And I couldn't work with the people that I normally work with. And so that was very disturbing to me. Mm-hmm. And so I left that. And when I left that, one of the people that worked there builds websites. And she said, just go back and do what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be helping people. That's what you've done forever. And that's what you should be doing. And I said, I don't feel good about this. You know, I mean, I don't want to charge. I've never charged before. And, you know, people can donate if they want, but I'm not comfortable with that. And she said, listen, this is the only way you're gonna be able to help anybody and keep the lights on, mm-hmm. you know, newly divorced. So, you know, you've got to have a way to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
So she built me a website. And it's tremendous. And it's called paranormal-empowerment.com. The reason the name is Paranormal Empowerment is in the paranormal field, which covers the cryptids, the ETs, the psychic stuff, the energy work, entity clearings, all of these things. You know, I can communicate with the animals. I can do all these things. I actually can do more than that, but that's just what's listed. And because we ran out of room. And, but what I find with people is when I teach people the energy work and they're having problems, and they learn how to control their energy. And I'm not talking about the energy that, you know.
Hang on, Robin. You're glitching out on me. Give me a minute, guys.
How's that? Okay. Is that better?
You're back. Yep, okay. You're back.
So it's the energy that is within your body, within your soul, that is who you are, the light and the frequency. And when you learn how to use that, you can use it as a protectant. You can use it to better anything in your life, whether it's to clear the energy in your home, whether it's to push energy onto somebody else to protect them. There's so many things. It's just astronomical. So mm-hmm. I teach all that stuff. So that's what I started doing. And I'm doing it as a business now. You can book sessions and do those kinds of things. And it's going really well. I have been so blessed. I have the best job on the planet because these people that I get as clients, I would say 98% of them, and the other ones are fine when after the session, but most of them become friends. And yeah, it's very relaxed. It's very easygoing. And it goes really well. And I would say most of my people come back from more than one time. And mm-hmm, I work on them with several things. And I can do it on the hours that I want. And I can do it on their hours. I do it 7 days a week. And I don't have a set time of operation. It's whatever works for them. And it just works. And right now, because of everything that's going on, including the shift, what makes it really nice is I'm able to work with the people on the energy work because we need energy workers. If you're out there and you're a light worker, an energy worker, get outside, push the energy into the universe because we need to raise the frequency and the energy out there. You know, hug a tree, do what you got to do, but we need to get it going. And so it's just worked out really well. And the empowerment, the reason it's paranormal empowerment is I find that when people learn how to do these things, they get to take their power back.
Yeah.
And when you're able to take your power back and you can control your energy and your frequency, there's nothing you are not capable of doing.
Wow. That's amazing.
You know, it really, and you know, it sounds a little out there, but people, once they start doing it, and people right now that have abilities, but don't know they have abilities, they are feeling very unsettled, very confused in their own skin. And it's because now with the shift going on, everybody's abilities are popping. They're coming out, whether you know you have them or not, and they're going to come out anyway. And so I get a lot of people and they're like, I don't even know why I'm drawn to you. Like, I don't do any of this stuff, but I know I'm supposed to talk to you. And they have abilities. And so then not only do I trigger them to get their abilities out, I teach them how to use them.
Yeah.
And, you know, most of the people are energy workers because right now that's what we need. So it's worked out really well, keeping me really busy. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I can do it anywhere. You know, if I need to go somewhere and do something, as long as I've got my cell phone, I'm good.
That's,
you know,
amazing.
I can do all this stuff remotely. So it just really works.
Yeah.
And my lifestyle is so chaotic. You know, I mean, if somebody's in trouble in some of these fields and they need help and they need to get me right then and there, it works because I can balance everything the way I need it. So I just love it. I do. I love it. I probably should have done it a long time ago. You know, I have a very, very dear friend of mine that has tried for 10 years to get me to do this. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And she's like, well, you just do it. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. She's like, you're doing it anyway. Just turn it into a business. And I'm like, no, I'm not comfortable with that, but I'm glad I did. I mean, I can take care of my animals and I can keep the power on and that's all I care about. And I can help people. So it just doesn't get better than that. Are you there?
I am here. I had to take a little.
My phone started flashing all different colored lights and then it shut down.
This is
a brand new phone.
My phone did this really weird light thing too. It just went completely white. It's never done this before.
Yep, that's what mine did too.
What? As soon as you talk about, you know, your business you opened up, all of a sudden, bloop. So paranormal. /empowerment.com.
No, it's not slash. It's paranormal dash.
Oh, dash. Okay, that's right. I'm sorry.
-empowerment.com.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I meant to say dash. Okay, so paranormal-empowerment.com. Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And you can call her till 2-3 in the morning. It doesn't matter. She's going to be
okay. Yeah. Do you know what? I worked with somebody last night who I just love. She's a wonderful, wonderful person. Talked to her till 1:30 and then got off and worked with somebody else. So, yeah, I got done at 5:30 this morning. So
that's so
hence the
funny.
2 hours of sleep. So yeah,
oh
you know,
why you're up all night? Oh no, that's rough.
And I have sessions tonight too. So, but I mean, I wouldn't trade it. I would not trade it. It's like when I go to Texas, you know, I got that long drive. I've got, you know, like a 13 and a half hour drive. I'll be working.
That is amazing. I love
so,
it. I'm going to take a chance here. There's a woman that really loves when you and I are on together.
Okay.
I'm going to take a chance here of not losing you. I want to, hang on guys, my throat is like all screwed up. I want to read you something. Her name, she goes by Spooky. I don't want to give names.
Okay.
But I promised her that I would ask you some things. So I'm going to read you this letter that she wrote me. Hopefully she doesn't mind, but it just will give you an idea of where she's coming from. Okay.
Yeah.
So I told her I would do this with you. So, she says my brain, she was looking at that that one print that I set, I put up as my little, you know, picture for the episode I did last. She says, my brain sees it as an ostrich footprint. For some reason, I'm not able to go outside to look for things. Most of the time they come to me. So she's got the same stuff we do.
Right.
Whether I like it or not, I've learned to roll with it when it's not wicked and push hands away when it is. I haven't been able to sleep without a light on for months now. Sounds just like us. Every time I try to sleep in the dark, it's like Grand Central Station. It's exactly how we, what we go through.
Yeah.
Critters walking through, hovering or staring so hard, I can't sleep. Sometimes I see them with my eyes shut. Other times I open my eyes and they are darker than outer space. Tall, short, even coming through the ceiling, it wears on my last nerve. No clue why. We do have parts of the year when phenomena kicks up. Election years are worst for spiritual turbulence. Everyone is riled up and that energy fuels the weirdness. You can interrupt me anytime you need to say something too.
No, I'm wondering, I have a woman that contacted me about something similar. I mean, does this person's first name start with the letter C?
No, actually it doesn't.
Okay.
So, so I keep it. Well, a lot of us are going through the same stuff too. So it's not surprising.
It's important that everybody knows that right now, I mean, our earth is really charged.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important that everybody knows that there is a lot of changes going on.
Yeah.
And this is not uncommon right now because of that. And, you know, the shift has to happen so the frequency can change and the energy can change. And all this distracting stuff of the wars and the fighting, like we're talking about, that's a distraction. That's what mm-hmm. it is. It's unfortunate because many lives will be lost, but it's a distraction mm-hmm. from the real event. And they're trying to take care of it. And they're trying to rebalance everything because right now everything is out of alignment, not a balance. So that's why everything is so stirred up. And when everything is like that, we have things coming in and out of portals and through the veils and the planet and that already are here and coming here for all of what's happening right now. And a lot of people think that we're in the end times. Just to be clear, this is not the end times. It's a global reset.
Right.
It is a global reset. It's going to go up into 5D. And this has to happen. Okay. If we're going to survive all this, that's the only option we've got. So we have to hope that, you know, the powers that be in the paranormal field do exactly what they're trying to do. They need our help.
Right.
And again, for all of these things that is going on with her, and I think you know this too, Tracy. Everything comes down to two things, or actually three: energy, frequency, and light. That is the only way you're going to be able to protect yourself. Plead the blood of Jesus Christ, of course. But those three things are paramount. And if you don't know what to do with them, this is why my business is popping like it is right now, because everybody needs to learn how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing. So there are things that can be done to push these things back. I also do entity clearings. Now, I'm not trying to get business for myself. Anybody that you want to choose to have done, do it. These are just suggestions of things you can do. I also do entity clearings. I do them remotely.
Please come to my house and live.
Well, I can do that. I can take care of your house. Literally, it will take me 30 minutes. We'll be good. I've done this method for probably 5 years now. I've done it over 200 times. It has never not worked.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, and it doesn't hurt anything good. It only hurts the bad. So, you know, it's something to think about. But yeah, it is really scary and it's really difficult when all that's going on.
So she says, she continues on. She says, I keep a bag of sage in my pillow on principle, but it doesn't stop the nonsense like a nightlight does. That's true. I've tried to use a sleep mask, but it just makes my mind more alert to the shenanigans. We've recently started having odd electrical phenomena, music turning on, lights going off and on, bulbs popping. Man, I'm going through that stuff too. As far as attics, because I was talking about my kids, what I'm going through with the addicts and the family. I actually did something I don't do, and I never talk about my personal life typically, but I actually did because I was like, there's just been so much going on, and I figured I would reach out to others and ask for prayer and, you know, good thoughts.
I saw that. Yeah, I put a prayer up there for you.
Yeah, I was like, I need some backup here, guys. Like, you know, I need people to know what's going on so I can get some prayer and stuff. So she says, as far as addicts carrying Klingons, it depends on, because I talked about the energy and everything in my house getting really amped up since my sons came home. And so then I ended up with like 4 addicts around me all the time. Not all the time, but a lot. So she said, it depends on the person, how many hang around. The more people in your house that harbor addictions, the more spiritual turbulence. The more sensitive you are, the more it can bother you. There are places I refuse to go because they are hotspots for nasties of that nature. Sports stadiums are high on that list. Well, that's a distraction too. I've been thinking of you and Robin a lot and pray you're all doing well. Attached are some pictures of some cute, you know, pictures she did. So then I messaged her back and I, you know, thanked her for the message and she's just really sweet. And I asked her if there's anything she wanted me to ask you. Because, you know, I said, I'm going to have you on a podcast.
Yeah, sure.
So she said, what she wrote back was any ideas she might have on how I can lessen the spooky traffic through the bedroom at night would be wonderful. I haven't tried putting flat cedar over the windows yet, but I'm not sure that would work.
I don't think that would. I'm not going to say it wouldn't work. I've not tried it. So I've never heard that out there. I've not heard that. I've heard something about the cedar, but not, you know, put it that way, but I don't know if that would work or not. What I tell everybody to do, I mean, first of all, if you're trying the sage and you're not getting anywhere with that, you know, you can do the salt ring around the room, but that doesn't sound like that's going to help either. I mean, the energy and the frequency in your life, that is the way to go with it. And then the other thing too, is if it doesn't work, give me a call and do the energy clearing. Like I said, I have stuff listed on my website. It's not everything. If there's anything paranormal that you need done that's not on there, check with me because I do other stuff besides that. But whether it's me or somebody else that does it, you need to get the energy out of there. Now, the thing is with these clearings, anything good, it's not going to affect it. It's not going to hurt it. It's not going to remove it. It only removes the bad. If it's bad, it will literally kill it. It will be gone. It's not coming back anytime soon. But the good stuff, it doesn't bother. I mean, that's just the way it works. And it's for whatever reason, I'm just in shock that it works as well as it does. Like I said, I was given it and taught how to do it from the Sasquatch show. And, you know, apparently they claim I've been doing it for 1,000 years, which is probably why I feel so old. But, you know, multiple lifetimes type thing. So, and it works really good. The other thing you can try is they have a hard time finding you in white noise. I personally, because everything talks to me when I try to sleep, I have my TV on. But when you leave a TV on at night, and this is really key, be careful what you leave on. Like if I'm going to leave my TV on, I'm going to have sitcoms that are funny. Something upbeat, nothing dark, nothing. I don't even have like love stories on because it's that melancholy thing. You want the white noise. They get lost in the white noise. They can't find you in it to begin with. So if you ever get in a situation where you're under attack, you're trying to get away from them, you want upbeat music. Now, a lot of people, myself included, have played I like Bethel music, you know, the religious channels. I'll put that on there. I also play pop music and I do it because, and it's clean pop. I don't have the ones where they're cussing all the time in it because you want something happy. The happiness and the upbeat is what you want. You don't want anything calm. You don't want any type of rap because the rap can get really dark. You want upbeat. You want love. The highest frequency that can be manufactured is love, and you make love from your heart. So the one thing that a lot of these negative entities cannot handle is the frequency that comes from love. There is no higher frequency. And that has been proven to me time and time and time again. Even when I didn't think that that was true, I found out, got my butt handed to me and lesson learned that that is what works.
It's funny you said this. I was talking about this my last episode that I actually sleep with the Bible on.
Yeah, and that's fine.
The best night's sleep, not the real bad, like Old Testament kind of stuff. I'm not really, you know, I know it's important, but I get more into like, you know, the good stuff more, you know, like the New Testament stuff. And that's like, you're more, you know, just good stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll play it really low and I never sleep better than when I have the Bible on at night. So,
I mean, it's all about what you put on. And like I said, I leave mine on. If I'm going to leave music on, it's pop. the clean pop, not the pop where they're cussing every other word. It's pop music because of the beat.
Yeah.
It's upbeat. Well, you want something that will lift your spirit, something that makes you happy.
Well, so I was going to sleep this past, I would say, couple weeks, maybe a week, and I was sleeping at night, falling asleep. I have this set up in the kitchen, like a living room area too, in the kitchen, like a sitting area. And so I sleep upside down on this recliner with this stool that kind of comes out. And I've been doing this upside down thing. I'm still flat out, but it looks, I'm just ridiculous with stuff. And so I'm just kind of like sleeping wherever I fall. And I've been going to sleep with something really good on. And you got to watch YouTube, guys, because when I wake up, every single time there's something really horrible, supernatural, dark, like scary shit. And I'm like, and I've been waking up with entities next to me. I mean, even it was so weird. One entity I saw, I was describing it to my son. He said, "Mom, that's what I saw in the garage." And I was like, "What?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "I was telling Dad about it one time." He said, "I saw exactly what you're describing to me out in the garage. He was standing beside me while I was sleeping, woke me up out of a dead sleep. And I saw him and I heard him making this buzzing sound. He was making like this weird, like this weird." And I'm like, "Is he trying to mess with me while I'm sleeping?" You know, and then it just poofed out. But I mean, I got a really good glimpse of him. So, but every time when you got to watch YouTube, because that stuff, if it's on that automatic thing, it'll roll into other stuff and you can find that you'll wake up to like horror stories and stuff. And
yeah.
That's what's happening to me. So
you have to be really careful. It's like people don't seem to realize really that what you watch on TV becomes reality.
Mm-hmm.
It really and truly does. Yeah. And it's very surprising because, you know, I'm not a big horror movie buff. But at the same time, you know, most people like them, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, but it brings in all these negative energies because when you're watching them, your body's reacting to what you're watching. So you're going to react to the negative energy there, and your body reacts to energy before your brain will. So even if you think you're not, you are. And that's how things find you.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter loves horror movies. She loves them. And I worry all the time when she watches them. I'm like, okay, now I've got a bubbler. I've got to do energy work on her, just keep her safe so she can watch a flipping movie. But, you know, she laughs at them. She doesn't get scared. She laughs at them. She thinks they're hysterical because she can tell they're not real. And, you know, but you have to be careful with that. So I'm super, super careful when I go to bed. I leave my TV on and it's upbeat things. It's sitcoms. It's pop music, you know, without the cussing and without anything negative in it. And, or Bethel music, you know, those kinds of things. You want that uplifting stuff and it helps clear out the bad stuff. Now the good stuff, I hate to say this, but the good stuff is going to come and go as it wants. It just is. Yeah. Yeah. I know a lot of people say, no, you can get rid of it with this, this, and this. And I'm like, yeah, you can if it's bad.
Right.
But even your sage, your salt, your crystals, whatever you want to use, if it's good, you have no effect on it because all those things are used for evil, to get rid of bad. Evil is different than demonic. Those are two different things. So it just, you know, there's a difference. There truly is a difference.
I've also heard Gregorian, the one exorcist that I was talking to said Gregorian chant is another thing that they absolutely hate.
Oh, wow. Now, see, I haven't tried that yet.
They despise Gregorian chant. Yeah. And I'll tell you something else. I had, I was excited. I don't like a lot of horror flicks, especially things that are gory. I absolutely despise gore.
Yeah.
Ever. And so I don't even know hunting stories, any of it. I just can't stand anything getting hurt. But I couldn't wait to see Russell Crowe's movie, The Pope's Exorcist. And I was excited to see it, even though I get real cringy with exorcist stuff because it's really freaky to me, like that stigmata stuff and everything. That really freaks me out.
Oh, yeah, that creeps me out too.
So I watched this movie with Tristan. I even said a little prayer, but I think I did it afterwards. And I had heart palpitations for 3 weeks after I watched.
Oh yeah. You got to be careful. Like people don't really realize just how sketchy that is,
but it is.
And that's how things find you.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, really and truly it does. And it's unfortunate because, you know, a lot of people like the horror movies and they like the murder mysteries and some of these things that are rather dark. and they enjoy them. And that's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Unfortunately, evil can, you know, evil and bad things can take over whether or not you're enjoying yourself. They don't care.
Well, even things you bring in your home, like a lot of the antique stuff. And things
you have
that are,
to be careful.
You have to be careful where you're getting things from. If it's not new, you know, especially, but even if it is new, it could be something that's tribal or whatever. Like Matt, my daughter gave Matt a tribal mask, you know, and I was like, dude, I don't want that thing in the house. Like it's something I want in the house. You just have this feeling, but there's things that you can bring in your house, especially, like I said, antiques and stuff that you don't know the history of it. And there's, like it's attached to things from anything.
Again, we go back to the same thing. I sound like a broken record. Everybody hates hearing me say it, but frequency, energy, and light. Mm-hmm. And that's what the whole world is run on. Everything, you know, we have been dumbed down to believe that we can't do things. And we don't have power over things and we don't have control over things, because that way, if they keep us dumbed down and believe we can't do those things, we're submissive. We're oppressed. Right. The reality of it is, once you get that frequency up, once you get the energy up and you're using your light, you are literally unstoppable. You are. Right. And you can control the environment that you live in. You know, you can help protect yourself as well as others. And there's a multitude of things that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You can push off the dark entities that get on you. You know, for people that have serious bouts of depression or various things, there's all of these wonderful things that can be done with it. And we are denied that knowledge, and we can all do it. If I can do it, a chimp can do it. I mean, it's not like I'm anything special. I mean, just because they know how to do it doesn't mean nobody else can. Millions of people do this. Millions of people. And it's not hard.
I think a lot of people, they just block it out or don't want to believe in it. And that's where most of it comes from, you know, that they just don't want to acknowledge that, you know, it's real or exists. So they, you know, that's where the out of touchness comes with people. You know, they don't even want to deal with it. You know?
Well, and you know, the other thing, and what, since we're talking about the frequency and stuff, and this has been talked about a lot lately, and I've been talking about it a lot lately, our eyes see with a certain frequency. Now, what that frequency is, for anybody that's going to ask me, I don't know. What I do know is this. It has been proven time and time again that our eyesight is at a lower frequency than what the cryptid's eyesight is.
Right.
Okay. So, and it's also at a lower eye frequency than people that have, like myself, Tracy, or like you, have that higher frequency. So when you look at outside, the world that some people see looks exactly like, you know, what we always thought it was, plain, boring, and that's just the slice old square. The reality of that little square is, for people that have a higher frequency, as well as the cryptids and the ETs, they see what the world really is, which is actually the matrix. But also, you see all these other things. That's why some people say, I can see the Sasquatch standing there. And another person's and saying, no, that's Paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
And not that it isn't at times. It can be.
Yeah.
But the reality still is that not everybody can see the same things. And it's based on your frequency and your personal frequency. And that's what determines that. So, you know, just like FYI, everybody, before we criticize anybody on what they're seeing and what they're not seeing, just kind of take a look at it and say, well, maybe that person, I'm not saying that they're right. They could be wrong.
Right.
But, you know, take that little bit of time and say, well, maybe, you know, their frequency is higher and that's why they're able to get it. Do you have to even believe them? Just give them that moment in time to say, well, it is a possibility.
Well, it's just like children, what they can see compared to an adult. I mean,
because they haven't been blocked yet.
Right. Right. So you have to think about that. I can't, when people don't believe children, it just irks me. I'm like, oh my God, they're like the ones that can really see, you know, and it's like, you really,
they haven't been tainted yet. They haven't been given predetermined information,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's where the problem's at right there. Once they get old enough where, the powers that be are telling them what they are and who they are and how they're going to do it, then you have issues.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have really big issues, because you're taking away the right to choose, and you're taking away that moment in time when they can see things and determine what's there. And you're taking away the right to see what really is there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just very, nothing is easy. Everything is complex. With the cryptids, there's multi-levels of everything, and it's mass chaos at all.
Sure is. Well, she finishes the letter. She says, I've found that hanging sage over the windows just makes the other imprinted repeaters jangle around like bells. And thank you. It means a lot. There's not many people who understand these things. That's how she ends it.
Well, so, and maybe after the show, and if we could talk a bit about it. So, you know, that way we're not divulging too much of her information.
Yeah. Yeah.
And see what we can come up with.
Okay. Yeah. And then the
There are certain hot spots that it's just like that. You know, it's like, I've got ghosts in my house. I've got, you know, cryptids running in and out, things going, UFOs over the house, ETs zipping in and out. You know, it's like, I feel like Freeway Dan, you know, it's like.
You are Freeway Robin.
I'm telling you. Yeah, it goes on all the time. It really does. And it was funny because I went to out yesterday.
Hang on, you're glitching out a minute. If you can hear me.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, you're back.
It shuts it down every now and then. A very good friend of mine, him and his wife live in Georgia. And she had to work yesterday. And I have not had a day off in a very long time. That was a complete day off. And he had the day off and he's like, you know what, let's go get something to eat. And his wife is a tremendous human being. I love her to pieces. And she's like, you guys, you know, she didn't seem to have a problem with it. We're all friends. Mm-hmm. And so we went out to get something to lunch and we're talking. I said, something literally just grabbed my thigh and my knee from under the table. Like I literally felt it reach under the table and squeeze right above my kneecap.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm eating a flipping calzone. How much trouble am I causing? And you can't even leave my leg alone. You know, really and truly.
That's it.
Well, and it's funny because anybody that knows me knows I eat my food very plain.
Yeah.
And everywhere I go, my food is never made right. It's never made correctly. I don't care where I go. And last year at the North Carolina Bigfoot Conference, we had like 15 of us and we all went to this table to sit down. We're all going to, after the conference, we're going to have lunch. All I ordered was a taco salad, but my taco salad, I said, all I want on it is meat and lettuce. That's it. Nothing else. Just meat and lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Six times they had to remake it. Six.
Oh no.
Everybody had been done, gone, eaten, and we're leaving out the door. And I'm still waiting for a taco salad.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, it was
That's
awful.
Terrible.
It was just awful. And then by the time I got it, the meat was so bad I couldn't even eat it. It was hysterical. So now this is the standard joke. Well, you can order what you want, but you know you're not gonna get what you want anyway. You're gonna have to reorder it. So we're sitting at the table and Chris and I are eating and he had this small pizza and I had a calzone. I open up this calzone and there's all this stuff in. I'm like, what in the hell?
No.
They had to remake it. By the time they got done remaking it, he was done with lunch.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a curse. I can't do anything.
No,
My son-in-law went to go to Burger King the other day for me because I lost a lot of weight just because I've been really busy and lost like 44 pounds.
And awesome.
Yeah, it is, but not this way. But, you know, it still feel like a fat ass, but I've lost quite a bit. And so I've got to really be careful because I forget to eat. Like I'll go a couple days before I eat. And he's like, Mom, what do you want? I said, I don't know. He says, well, you like those snack wraps from Burger King. I'll go get those for you. I said, okay. So God bless his soul. He goes into town. He gets them. I said, all I want on it is meat and lettuce, nothing else. So he told him, don't put anything but meat and lettuce on it because she won't eat it. Get it home and there's sauces, there's tomatoes. Tomatoes weren't even normally on them. They weren't even on the standard, but yet they were on mine. I'm like, I give up.
No, I like vegetables on anything. I make the craziest stuff here, the healthiest stuff for Tristan. He could just, sometimes he's like, oh my word. Like some of the stuff, I'm like, well, it's good for you. Just eat it. So,
gosh. Yeah. Yeah, I would never I'd starve to death. I really would. I would starve to death.
Yeah, I'm a health. I kind of, it's so weird because my only vice is a Coke Icy. And I have to have, usually once a day, have a Coke Icy or I have like a cup of tea at night. But I like, it's basically sweetened drinks. I like, you know, something to drink and I like it to be sweeter. So that's my only real vice. But other than that, I eat really well. So, you know, really healthy when I do eat. I do take vitamins. I exercise, started exercising. So I felt really good about that. So, you know, it's been, I'm just like, wow, I really do take pretty good care of myself. I'm kind of surprised I don't feel well half the time, but I know that I'm usually being drained of energy by things around me. So I'm like, you know,
yeah.
I'm
constantly- you know, it's crazy because they're doing all this work right now. So they'll take you out during the day. Like it's bad enough that, you know, your soul gets taken out and you get used to do all these things in dream state and you get used to it after a while. You wake up the next day covered in bruises and you're more exhausted when you went to bed. And that's okay. You're fighting for the greater good. So that's a good thing, unless it's like an ET attack or something. But
yeah.
Now they're so busy. it's going on during the day, and it's like I'll be walking around the house and they go to knock you out to do this. I'm like, will you at least let me get to my bed? Just let me get to the bed before you drop me like a stone. So I'll go in and I'll sit on the bed, and like within a second I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, until they're done. And I'm like, I don't even take naps. Like, I'm not a nap taker. I had just a few hours of sleep, and I thought, you know what? Why am I not taking a nap? Every other human being on the planet would be taking it. The dogs are taking a nap. My Bengal cats are taking a nap. Why am I? Even my tortoise was asleep. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to lay down. I laid down, and it was like 3 seconds later. I'm like, nope, I can't do it.
I did the same thing. I did. I was like, I mean, I can't sleep today. I'm like, I can't. I thought for sure I was so tired. And I thought, man, we're going to drag through this podcast. I'm like, no, we're not. It's me and Robin. There's no way we're dragging through a podcast.
Oh, never, never. But I get energized. You and I talk, and it's like I was so dead when you sent me the link. And I thought, please, for the love of God, let me be awake for it so I'm not snoring and drooling on air. And you guys, you all I have to do is hear your voice, and we're like,
I know.
Energy's up.
I know. I don't know why we don't call each other more. It's so funny
because
that
we don't have a life, because we're busy doing things. But we need to do that. We need to be more focused. Like, honestly, that's our fault. Shame on us. Because, and it's not for lack of love. You know that. You know I adore you.
Not at all. We're both so much alike with that. But a lot of it is, a lot of times I like to catch things for the podcast because we do have such fun talking. And I'm like, you know, it's just, and there's so many important things that we cover a lot of times. So I'm like, man, I just kind of want to save it, you know, for when we talk and everything, because it's just, you know, it's just always, you know, it's just.
I know. And, you know, every time we do it, we look at each other, or not look at each other because we can't see each other, but we do it and we're like, okay, we're doing it again next week. We're doing it again next week. And next week never happens because we both get so damn busy, nothing happens.
But, it takes months sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, literally, we do. Like, we feed off each other. So it's just, it's incredible. And it, you know, you get this big energy boost every time you and I are together.
I know.
You know.
That's why I said I always wish we lived close, because it would be so neat the days that you're feeling down or you're just feeling like you're dragging, you know, we could just help boost each other so much. I know.
But you know what? It goes back to the energy work. It goes back to the teachings that they teach you. You know, do the grounding, do the energy work. You know, people don't realize how much that helps. It's just beyond incredible. But like, you know, you and I just feed off each other. We pipe each other back up. Like, we've had phone calls at 2 and 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, where either I'm down or you're down or whatever. And we get each other straight. So it just works for us.
Yeah, you're when you send like healing for me and stuff, that's always helped me in the past. And that when I was having a lot of problems. Last night was the first night I was handling some cardboard, because I have a cardboard allergy now. And it was the first night I actually got a stripe of hives from the cardboard. I hadn't even touched that part of my arm, but just handling it, I guess, did it. But I was grounding I've been grounding for years, but usually I do it, you know, when it's nice out. Obviously I can't do it right now, although I do have a grounding mat for my bed, but I haven't been using that either. But usually spring, summer, and fall, I sit outside almost every day, and I'll put my feet, you know, just bare feet in the ground, and you get that magnetic pull from the earth, and I ground it. It helped my allergy so much when I was doing that. It was crazy how much it helped me.
You know, if you look at the med beds, okay, the med beds that if we should ever be allowed to get them, I mean, the elite have them, the government has them, but if we were actually allowed to have them, they're done by frequency, light, energy, is what I've always been told. I don't know a lot about them, admittedly. My understanding of them is that you lay on these beds and it corrects your health issues. It fixes your cells and everything else, everything from go back time as far as your age to cancer to bones to everything. And they are already made. I mean, it's not like they haven't made them yet. And the government has them and the elite use them. Yeah. And they work apparently, but they are not made for the public yet. And I think that would probably be because if they are, you know, it's pharmaceutical companies are going to take a huge hit. And my understanding from the contacts that I have within the government is that it's frequency, energy, and light. Same thing that I've taught everybody and other people have taught, not just me. Definitely not just me. And I'm no expert. So, you know, but
what about that red light therapy stuff? I've heard things about that.
You know what? Here's what happened to me. I did the green light.
Did you? I didn't hear about green. Okay. Hang on, you're glitching out. Give it a minute.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, you're back. Yeah.
So what it is I did the green light, and I would assume it's similar to the red light, where you get a green LED light. It's important that it's LED. Mm-hmm. Put it in your light fixtures. Take your white ones out, put the green one in. And it's supposed to help with fibro and arthritis and everything. And it actually does. I'll be honest with you, it does help. But what happens is if you're in really bad shape and you don't have any other light, you only use those lights. Okay, so wherever there's a light bulb in your house, that's what you're going to put in. And you're going to leave it on all day so that you are under those lights. We have to stand under like it's a beam coming down from Scotty, but you're going to, you know, do your life inside the house in these green lights. And if you, the more out of balance you are and the worse you are, the harder it hits you. Well, when I did it, I must have been a complete mess because that thing leveled me. Having that green light on me, the first 2 hours, I almost passed out.
You're kidding.
I could not walk straight. And so I laid on the couch. I could hardly move. I wasn't asleep at all. I was dizzy. I was nauseated. It was terrible. What? Once my body adjusted to it, it worked. The pain was not there. And what was there was much, much less than I'd ever had it before. And I did that for 3 or 4 months with outstanding results. I loved it. And then I just finally got to where I was tired of seeing the color green. And green's one of my favorite colors.
Me
but
too.
I got tired.
My color too.
Yeah. I just got tired of looking at everything green.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the whole thing. And I was like, forget this. I'm over this. Don't put the white light back in. But it actually does work. And there are different things do it. Like the red does certain things and the green does certain things. I believe the blue may as well. But so, you know, there is something to that. But you have to get it wherever you're at, you're staying in it all the time. You're not just under it for 10, 20 minutes and you're done. You're staying in it. Like, not that you can't leave your home or anything, but, you know, you're living primarily most of your time in it for a while till it gets going. Right. But it can hit hard. It did me. It leveled me. I couldn't believe that. And I was home alone when it hit. And I'm like, if I was dying right now, there's literally nothing I can do because I'm so disoriented. I can't sit up. I can't do anything.
What do they could you have like a room that you have it in that you could spend like a couple hours a day in maybe?
Yeah.
Like,
what I did was after I got it established, I put it in I overdid it. I put the kitchen, the living room, and my bedroom, almost killed myself for 2 hours. Once I got used to it where I could walk. It was lovely. So after a couple hours where I could walk again and I knew who I was, and I was able to use the restroom again, then I was like, this is
related it too.
God, it's like I'm seeing flying pandas. What the heck's going on? This is crazy. And so I could regain some sort of consciousness, I wasn't on the floor and the couch, and I can be immobile again. I thought, well, this might have been just a little bit too much. Like the living room had 6 of the bulbs and the kitchen had 4.
Oh my gosh.
It was a lot. I was in a lot of pain. All I wanted was relief and pain meds weren't cutting it. So I might have overdid it a tad. Yeah. So after that, I put them in my ceiling fan in my bedroom that holds 4 of them, which was still, by the way, a little bit too much.
Yeah.
And then I would go in and I'd watch TV from like 5 o'clock on at night until I'd go to bed and I'd leave that on. And then I realized that, you know what? Hey, you stupid idiot, 4 is a little bit much. So I took it down to 2. And then 2 seems to be the magic number. Oh my God.
Do you do it at all now or no more? You've done it lately?
No, when I think of it and I remember it, I do it because it really is helpful. I will say that it truly does work.
Like, you should have like a room, you know, or
I should have a brain. What the hell? I needed a brain. It was bad. Like, nobody should do what I did. It was bad. Like, don't overdo it like that is all I'm saying. Are you there?
I am here. I didn't end it.
It popped up and it said ended by host. And I'm like, la-di-da-di-you. Now we're hanging up. I mean, it's bad enough to get hung up on, but you get hung up on a podcast. That's bad.
Can you imagine right in the middle of us cracking up about stuff? But my phone went white again. And I was like, wow, it's never done this before. So this is new.
Only with me. Only with me.
You guys got to understand when you're dealing with the podcast with us, you're going to have to put up with
it's lots what goes of- on. It's what happens when you and I are together. It's just the way of the world. The cosmos steps in and kicks us in the ass.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm done with all this editing stuff. I'm like, I can't take it. But yeah,
oh my gosh.
The to ask you this. So the red light therapy, that's supposed to be good for like baldness.
Oh my gosh, I have such thick hair. If I did.
Oh my gosh, I know. I know, yeah. But if somebody's suffering from thinning hair, anything like that, or like even fine lines and wrinkles on your face.
Yeah.
You know? So that would, yep. That's something
okay,
you could think about.
Okay, promote wound healing and tissue repair. Reduce yeah. some cancer treatment. Side effects yeah. are oral mucosis, radiation, dermatitis. See, I probably did that with the green lights. I put radiation on me. That's probably what happened.
Gosh,
improve hair and growth. Carpal tunnel. Okay, let's see what it says for green light. Because it used to say for green light, it was for fibro and arthritis and stuff. So that's yeah. why I did it.
Wow. I did not know they had a green light. That's so,
yeah, it's
I
wonder if- innate for innate pain relieving system found throughout the central and peripheral. It says this can help reduce inflammation. It also addresses hyperpigmentation to reveal and even in brighter skin tone. Every time anybody looks at
She looks green. They're like, Robin, you haven't seen too many visitations lately.
It's like, how would I know my skin looks lighter? All I saw was green. The dogs looked green. The cats.
That is so funny. Green.
Every single person looked green.
I wonder if it helps plants grow or anything too. Like,
well,
green
they're green,
light.
I would think. It yeah, says it causes small so. Blood vessels that lie just beneath the skin to close down and disappear.
Oh, wow. I have some of those. I've had a couple that started.
Oh, this is a good one. What does it do to your brain? I'm going to tell you what it does to your brain. I need some.
Great.
Okay. Maybe it says, makes you more normal. Connectivity patterns appears to be best arranged to perform better on tasks. I couldn't walk. I didn't know my own name.
Yeah.
Don't put like 8 lights on you at one time, please.
I know. Just do one or two. I would just do one or two.
Improves visual attention. Are you kidding me? I couldn't see. The whole
that is
world
hilarious.
Was spinning like a cyclone.
I cannot believe you had so many issues from it. That's
crazy. Has that ever happened? And it was like, I went under the light, and it was literally within 5 minutes. It was that instantaneous. Like, I've never anything. Does it help with the anxiety? And it says it makes you have less anxiety. My whole world is being out of control.
It's spinning. Oh, my God.
I was
God.
Like a drunk monkey at an ass.
That is so funny. I can't. You never told me this happened.
Oh, my
That's
God.
So funny.
I'll never forget that. I'm laying there, and I'm like, I have never done like street drugs in my life. Never.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, this is what it is like. You're on acid. Because this is insane. And my heart started racing. I thought I was having a heart attack. I mean, when I say I had extreme symptoms, you have no idea. And because it knocked me down so fast and so hard, I couldn't get up to even hit the light switch to turn the damn thing.
That is terrible. It's almost like psychedelic, isn't it?
It really was. And at the time, it was terrifying. After I lived through it, I laughed my butt because I was like, oh, my God, did that really happen? But it was really frightening at the time. Like, my heart's racing. You can see my chest pound. Everything's spinning. I'm like, what in the hell is going on?
Stained glass, like Tiffany lamps in my house. I wonder if that affects you, you know?
Oh, no, we had a stained glass lamp here that when it was on, it never did. But I don't know. They said that you have to use the LED lights. And you can go to Walmart. They look like a regular light bulb, only they're LED. Yeah. And you can get the bulb itself looks white. And the bottom, the plastic piece that goes where it screws in is green. Like the bulb itself, mine didn't look
that
green.
So crazy.
The bulb itself was white. And In fact, I'm sitting here and I'm
hang on, you're glitching out on me. You there?
Okay. Yep, I'm back.
Okay.
So the bulb itself was white. I did see some that were the LED that had the green colored bulb, but mine were white with the green caps on it and worked just perfectly. Like they overdid it. They were just holy Hannah.
That though, it kind of scares me, you know? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I might pass on that one unless I get really bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's crazy. I can't believe. I have to look up the different lights, you know, what they do and everything. But that that's got me interested. I'm gonna have to look into that a little bit.
Yeah,
they're
very interesting. I think that it's something that could really, you know, from what I know about it, which is admittedly limited. Actually could be really good. They could do a lot of good for a lot of people, especially a lot of terminally ill people. It's just they claim that they're not out there yet for whatever reasons. I'm not going to say, but they are using it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I know they are using it for different people in the government, and the elite use them, but they haven't been made for. Yeah, they haven't been made for us. I know that there's several people trying to get them out for us.
Wow, that would be so amazing.
Yeah, and I did talk to somebody the other day that said she had one, but when I said something about the energy and the light and the frequency, she said, oh, that's not how they use them. So I don't know if it was something different and just not what, you know, what I had been told they were or not. I mean, I'm not seeing anything's wrong with hers. I'm just saying that was not what I was aware of.
Yeah. I want to get, I need something for Tristan. Tristan, his coughing, like he says, it's like in his throat, it's like phlegm. I don't know if it's reflux.
Did you
or
try
his
the Termac? I told you the Termac.
Turmeric. I do take that and he takes it. I actually ran out of it. I was going to order some through Amazon because it's more expensive at the store, but I take it all the time. But he doesn't take it all the time. He takes it like, you know, maybe twice a week. He'll take it.
It's not the capsules.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, you can go to Walmart and get it. It's like $4, and Walmart has been great value brand.
Okay.
And it's the ground. It's not the capsule, because what you're going to do is you're going to take a coffee cup of warm, and this comes from the cryptids. This is a cryptid recipe.
Gotcha.
You take a coffee cup of warm water and add 1 teaspoon of the Termac to it and stir it in so it dissolves. Doesn't probably taste great, and drink it. And I've had a couple of my animals I've used it on as well. You know, you got to be careful. Termac tends to thin the blood, so you don't want to use a ton of it. You know what I mean? You don't want to be like guzzling it all day long by any means. But yeah, and I've taken it before and it has been helpful with a cough.
The capsules don't help for your
no,
body?
No, because you want it to cut. No, you aren't doing it. You want to coat your throat.
Okay, gotcha.
That's why you put it in the warm water.
What about and lime juice?
I've heard that. No, I've never done that. So I don't know.
Because I did get some, I'll get some turmeric and turmeric. I always call it turmeric and see if
I call it that too. And everybody says, that's not how it's pronounced. It's turmeric. And I'm like, oh, well, sue me.
That's why I don't know. I'm comfortable with saying that, but I will try that for him because I don't know. He's really struggling with some coughing. And I'm just like, wow, this is really, it worries me. So. But we're exercising and stuff. It's not hard exercise. It's just, you know, exercise bike and doing some rebounding for 5 minutes. That's basically all we've been doing. But it's good. I mean, it's something. But so I'll have to try that. I want to ask you too. There's I was listening to this one spiritual healer. She's supposed to be like I guess she calls herself a spiritual healer, and I'm going to get into the subject of Bigfoot here a minute. She claimed when she went out to do she helped these people get rid of, you know, like entities and stuff out of their home, and they were having some Bigfoot sightings. She said that the Bigfoot are empty vessels that are coming up from underground.
I don't believe that for a second.
And they're being used from other entities to fill them. How does that make sense?
It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me at all, because number one, the good ones. Now, it could be a bad one. I'm not going to say on the bad ones, because there's several theories on the bad ones. The good ones, absolutely not. The good ones will tell you they're children of God. The good ones will tell you that, because everything is on different planes, the good ones will be right up front and tell you they go to the plane that Jesus is on.
Okay. Okay. You know, I listened to a near-death encounter where somebody said they saw Sasquatch in heaven. So.
Yeah, they do. Like I said, I'm not saying that she is incorrect. I'm saying that I don't know what she's dealing with, because I deal with the Sasquatch all the time and that's not my experience. Right. I would never tell somebody that they're wrong or it's not correct, because I'm not, you know, involved.
Well, it might be like humans, how people get possessed. I mean, maybe that's what
absolutely.
She was picking up.
And they don't come from, I mean, you know, they have cave systems that go all over, but. You know, that's just not a typical thing. It could be, you know, we have ETs that create robotic ones that are like that. We also have, you know, the bad ones that, you know, are not good, obviously, and maybe that. But that's not anything that I, in my experience, like I said, I'm not saying she's wrong in any way, shape or form. I would never do that to someone. I respect everybody's opinion. So.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of wanted to get your input on that because I just had that moment where I was like, yeah, but that doesn't make sense to me because they actually reproduce and the people have seen them with families and children and stuff.
Pregnant. They brought me babies. I mean, you know,
you know, but yeah, so that's just something I wanted to run by you because I thought, boy, that's weird. You know, it was weird to me, but I wanted to see what you thought about that, but just kind of cleared my thinking up. You kind of feel the same way I do about it. So
yeah, I you know, like I said, you have other things that are at play there that may make you think that that's what you're dealing with. And it may be that, you know, you're not, maybe it's a bad one. Even the bad ones though are not a vessel. I have heard that theory from people before. What I will say on that is I know for a fact that there are certain AT races that have sent down robotic ones. Those would be a vessel because they have no soul. They have no paranormal abilities. They have nothing. They can't reproduce because they're robotic.
Right. Right.
So it's very possible that that is what she's experiencing, but it's the robotic ones. And those are not a Bigfoot. Those are not a Sasquatch. They're not anything other than a creation that a ET made to come down here, capture our Sasquatch and kill them.
Right.
And I've seen them coming off the ship. So, you know, that's the only way I can feel comfortable and say that I know for a fact they are. Not to mention the fact that the Sasquatch talked to me about it.
The thing I was sitting last, it's been several days I've been watching. It's like certain things that'll pop up and you see like pictures of cows and you see deer and their eyes and everything. And I'm like, my God, their eyes look like ET eyes.
they can shapeshift in any form they want.
Yeah. But I mean, it's almost like, you know, you kind of think along the lines of, you know, what if like the bad ETs, you know, they're actually being created as like little workers and they use these eyes from cows or from deer. And that's how, you know, these are the kind of eyes that they use because you see the cattle mutilations and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it just struck me when I was looking at these creatures, I was like, wow, it's just so bizarre how much their eyes look like, you know, ET eyes, but it's just something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just some thoughts I was having, some random crazy thoughts, you know, just things you observe when you're watching stuff or whatever. And I thought, well, I'm going to run it by Robin and see, you know, because I would like to consult with you even when I got like stuff that happens in the house. I'm like, I'm calling Robin, you know, and that girl.
Always. I know, it's like, and it was like, I got my new phone number and I was like, who, you know, I got to get my phone number. You were like one of the first ones I sent it to. I'm like, gotta be able to get me.
It's so funny though, but I'm like, she said, you know, you should ask Robin. I said, oh, I did that. Like as soon as I saw it, I think like, she's the first person I met. I was like, Robin, you gotta see this.
Oh my gosh. We just have so much fun.
You should hear some of the two podcasts I did, the last two episodes. If you listen to them, they'll kind of go through all the stuff I've been having happen at the house here. It's been absolutely insane. But
yeah, and it's going to get more. I mean, we talked about why.
Yeah.
So that problem is taken care of. So now it's time to clean it. So I think, like, see what your schedule is like. I don't know when I'm going to Texas. If I'm going this week, next week, hell, I could be going the month there. I don't know. I know I have to go there soon. I need to be there like ASAP because I've got some things I have to take care of. So, but we'll figure out what day works for you that I may be around and I can do it. It's just a remote thing. All I have to do is turn the phone on speaker and walk through your house and let me do what I do.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we'll get that done and get that cleaned out of there for you.
Okay. That would be awesome.
I've never had it not work. If it comes back right away, then means there's something else there that's bringing it in. And then we start finding out who and what.
Okay.
And then we really take no prisoners.
Oh God. I think there's a lot of stuff around me. I think there's like a portal in my one room. So, so we'll see what happens, but this has been awesome. I'm so glad
I know. And I'm going to have to pop off cause I've got to be somewhere and I have a session, but I love you. Just let me know when you want to do it again and get hold of me so we can just chat.
Yeah. Yeah. Call like anytime you want to. I don't care when it is. Just call me or message me, but I love you.
Love you.
Thank
too, babe.
You.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, that is a wrap for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Hope you had fun listening. By the way, in the thumbnail, that is actually a picture of Robin. So I told her I was going to put one up of her because I just thought it was pretty cool. I was going to try to put one of both of us side by side, but I just didn't quite get that far. So maybe one of these times I'll put my mug up there. I don't know. So I hope you guys enjoyed this, and hopefully I'll be back really soon. You guys, you know, take care of yourselves. God bless you all. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay focused. I'll be talking to you guys soon. Take care.